This is Lydia Johnson speaking with Natasha Cox, the director of the Indiana Corn Marketing Council. Natasha, how are you doing today?
Oh, I am fired up to be here at the 95th Annual National FFA Convention in Indianapolis and to see the sea of blue and gold flooding the city. I've heard that there'll be over 65,000 members heading into the city. And as a past FFA member, there's nothing that makes me more proud than to see the city filled with blue and gold.
We're talking today about how wonderful a partner and a sponsor the Indiana Corn Marketing Council has been of FFA members, both locally in your own community and then nationally.
The Indiana Corn Marketing Council believes in the future of agriculture, obviously, through innovation and marketing and new uses and making sure that our products have a place around the world while helping to do so in an environmentally safe way and strategic way. And so there's no better place to put our investment on the youth and the future of the industry. And so Indiana Corn Marketing Council, a board that is led by 17 farmers in the state of Indiana and some other leaders, is just proud to be a supporter of the 95th convention.
You mentioned life is not a zero risk investment is what you were echoing to these FFA members. What's the best advice you have for them as, you know, knowing what you know in your role as they're working through their education right now and their membership?
Yeah, it's okay to be disruptive. Ask questions. Do it with great insight and great respect. Forge partnerships and know that those are going to be great vehicles to help get you to where you need to do. Be, don't feel you have to do anything alone. And take a risk. Be okay with falling forward in life and do something that scares you every single day and make sure that you align yourself with people that have a purpose and passion and vision that align with yours and you can't go wrong.
How were people able to invest in you when you were an FFA member?
Oh, my FFA advisor, Mr. Greg Curlin, took many risks on me and he saw a girl with a lot of passion and a lot of energy and really took me outside of my comfort zone. He also made sure that I understood not which path I had to take, but that there were multiple paths available for me in life, whether it's to be an ag educator, heading to Purdue University and studying ag business, making connections with others, but also helping me to believe in myself through leadership development contests like prepared public speaking and things like that, and really pushing me outside of my comfort zone to be a district officer and a chapter officer and participate at things at a state level. And I'm thankful for those opportunities.
A lot of people have invested in you. How are you able to now invest in people in your role and the Indiana Corn Marketing Council invest in these youth?
Yeah, so one, making sure that we give back to FFA is important. Youth development is a pillar of the success for both of the organizations, whether it be at Indiana Corn Marketing Council, my role at Farm Credit Mid-America as a Regional Vice President of Ag Lending, or on our own farm where I'm helping to mentor our own children but other children, acting as a mentor for our local FFA chapter, serving as a judge for state and district and contests that we can. Those are all ways that we can give back, formally and informally.
What's been kind of one of your favorite moments or experiences kind of in that giving back role, being that mentor instead of the student?
I think full circle, seeing kids that start FFA at, you know, at a very young age and seeing them compete as they get older and not just when they're winning, but seeing them up there and try something that they never thought that they could do. So, you know, seeing somebody that maybe didn't have the confidence in themselves to be an officer that, you know, standing up there their senior year, whether it be a chapter officer or just leading a committee, seeing them step out of their comfort zone has been really, really fun. And obviously seeing my own child put on the blue and gold for the first time was just an amazing feeling, because the excitement for what is the best is yet to come for him was so exciting for both my husband and I.
That's so exciting to see the next generation step into the same shoes and very similar blue corduroy.
Yeah, and absolutely knowing that they get to cut their own swath though, right? And that my path is not their path. And that's what I love about FFA. There's a path for everybody, whether you grew up on a farm or you have no idea what a family farm is, or even how our crops and livestock are made or processed, that there is something for everybody in FFA, and it truly makes the world a better place.
There is a place for everyone in FFA. Thanks so much for joining us today and for all your support of FFA.
Thanks for having us. Good luck on a great week.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.